News Talk 1620 WTAW. We spoke with Brian Hilton with the Division of Emergency Management about this week's Skywarn training. And Brian, if you could just talk about what is Skywarn training?
Sure. Skywarn is a training course for storm spotters. It's put on by the National Weather Service. It's been around for years and years. And this year, the National Weather Service out of Houston, Galveston office, is coming up on April 16th to have a couple different training opportunities open to the public.
So why would somebody want to take this type of training?
Well, I mean, it's great just to know, you know, we watch the news every night and you see the people talk about different aspects of the weather and not just storms, but just your everyday weather. And it's nice to know, to come to a class like this, that they get to understand what all that really means. And then they go in depth what to look for during a storm, the different, you know, the wall clouds and the different formations. And so the general public gets a better idea of what's actually going on, what makes up a storm and what's going on. And then they also teach you some safety aspects of if you're out and about and you spot a storm, and what safety measures that you need to take to keep yourself safe.
And I've always jokingly kind of thought we live in a bubble in Bryan College Station. It doesn't seem like we get anything that, you know, we may see on the national news, like tornadoes and, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, we still do get some pretty intense weather, and it's kind of one of those things you never really know what could happen.
Absolutely. And I agree with that 100%. And you jokingly say we live in a bubble, but there's something about Brazos County that we don't get the severity of the storms that north of us does, and all the way up, you know, through the top of the Canadian border. We're very fortunate in that aspect, living here. But we still get some storms, a couple a year, that could produce hail or downburst or microburst. And knowing the differences between those is important.
And really, when we're talking about safety, it could be a matter of seconds, you know, minutes to get out of the way of a bad weather path and being able to save someone or your own life.
Absolutely. And, you know, at the best day, let's talk about a tornado for just a second. The best day, the National Weather Service will give us about 11 minutes. So a warning. And so, you know, anything can happen. 11 minutes is not that, I mean, it's a long time, but it's not that long when you're trying to prepare for an immediate, you know, threat. So it's important to understand the differences between warnings and watches and what you need to do to prepare yourself.
Okay, well, if someone is interested in taking this free training, what is the best way to register?
Best way to register is give us a call at 979-821-1000, and we will sign you up for the class. The class is free. It's put on there's two different classes on that same day, April 16th. One starts at 1:30 p.m., and the other one starts at 6 p.m., so we can catch you, the folks that may not be able to come during the day. So there's an afternoon or evening class as well.
And where is the class located?
The class is going to be at 110 North Main, Bryan. We're in downtown Bryan with the old Woolworth building. And it's at the Community Emergency Operations Center.
And do people need to bring anything with them to class?
They do not, just themselves. We'll take care of everything else. We'll have handouts and books and pens, and we'll take care of them.
Thanks to Brian Hilton with the Division of Emergency Management talking with us about this week's Skywarn training. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.